Now I'm joined in the studio by Neilson Reevely, sitting right in front of me now. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good, thank you, mate. Good, how are you?
I am not too bad. I have been waiting for this. The whole show, I've been non-stop, Neilson Reevely, and he's right here. He's right here. So let's talk music. You started by playing classical music. Do you think that classical foundation was a good grounding to make music from there?
Yeah, I think it was, because you sort of learn the basics of music theory, and like we were just discussing before, in terms of the actual music that goes into the songs, I think it makes you more experimental, and with the sort of voicings on the chords and stuff like that, I think it made the music a lot more interesting. So, yeah.
Okay, nice one. So you went to the British Academy of New Music.
Yeah.
Awesome. What did that do for you exactly? What did that give you?
Okay.
Briefly.
It was basically a brutal process whereby sort of going every week and every person would perform a song, and then we'd all get like a lot of feedback. So in depth.
Oh wow.
Sort of improvements and stuff. And I remember one week we had to give each other like ratings out of 10 and what we thought this other song. That was like the most brutal
to each other's faces.
Yeah,
that is brutal. But
and there was a few fours. I think I gave a couple of fours.
You gave a couple of fours. Oh no.
I don't know why.
You're in a bad mood. You haven't had a coffee yet. That is brutal. But
that's
I guess
a joke. It's just my friends. So.
I guess being able to rate others' music and have other people rate your music in front of you, that kind of brutalness is in the industry anyway, so it kind of prepares you for that.
And I think a lot of improving is sort of being honest with yourself, and that's the best way to improve, so yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it was a really good college, and it made me be in London more, which is only a good thing.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So when did you kind of start writing your own songs, going back, right back?
Yeah, so it was literally when I stopped playing classical guitar and I started sort of covering other people's songs. I literally just turned 14 and started writing songs about anything. And yeah, I quite like writing about different subjects.
Nice.
And yeah, just trying to expose sort of different things.
Cool.
And ever since then, I've just been writing non-stop.
Nice one. As a musician should do.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to hear your first song now.
Oh.
Big moments. This is Five Senses, part of that EP that comes out tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
This is the first time that it's been played.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, that is brilliant. What an honour.
Just listen to the story.
The song will talk for itself. This is Five Senses. It's here on Vibe 107.6.
With ladders, chose to vacate the party. Had a sip of it, thought it was nasty. I felt tobacco in her hair. I feel the tension in the air. I taste the flavor of her lips. I hear the bass to prove the mix. Painting the picture as I picked my own two eyes with the real gifts. Jacked up in the spare room, and the sheets we are sharing. And when we met a week later, it's like someone pressed a play button, rewind to when we were smitten. I smell tobacco in her hair, I feel the tension in the air. I taste the flavor of her lips, I hear the bass the room emits. In the picture I depict, my own two eyes with the real gift. Next time, stopping a fuck in the ashtray. This moment is precious.
And Reevely there with Five Senses. That was the first time we got played out on the radio. How's that feel?
It's good. We didn't even listen to it though. We were just chatting.
We were chatting away. One of the things that just happened was Nielsen was like, yeah, there's 10 seconds left. I was like, how do you know? How can you see the screen?
Was it actually 10 seconds? I thought you just meant...
It was near enough 10 seconds, but it is your own song. So
yeah,
it does.
Well, I've listened to it about 1,000 times.
It does make sense, yes.
That's the thing, when you're listening to the mixes, I listen to it on like every device possible just to make sure it's
of course.
But you know, I've got a trustworthy producer, so
you have to have one of them. I totally agree with that. Who would you say, this is sometimes a difficult question for an artist, who would you say your biggest influences are?
It's weird because as a singer-songwriter you'd expect my main influences to be sort of the same genre. But for me, I love like 60s soul and Motown and stuff like that.
Nice.
But I mean, obviously, you know, I love like John Mayer and stuff like that. And people like Prince, Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye. I love Queen. I love George Michael.
Nice. So huge
many
names.
I love jazz. Yeah, I love everything.
Cool, cool. Very cool stuff. So you say. They're all from different genres, they're all from different areas, all those people. Do they all have a kind of different influence on your songs? Maybe only you would know it, but maybe behind the scenes there's a bit of Queen in there.
No. What do you mean, do other people know my influences?
Yeah.
I think it's mostly on social media. Like, I think I've put on my Facebook and stuff what I'm into. But I think a lot of the reason I'm into those people is when I started... trying to improve my voice and having singing lessons, I think that's the sort of classic stuff that people listen to.
Yeah.
And for me, like, I just listened to their stuff so many times that it turned out to be what I loved. And from there, I just explored everything.
Nice. Brilliant. That's how you do music, just explore. So you performed at Latitude Festival last year.
Yeah. Have you been stalking me?
I mean, I've had to a little bit. A little bit of research. Yeah. Let it sound a little bit professional. That's quite huge, playing a festival at the bright young age of 19. That's a pretty big deal.
I was 18 then, actually.
Yeah.
That was through college. Very nice chap called Marco, my teacher.
Nice. Shout out
to Marco. I think he sort of shortlisted me for it, and then there was three of us, and then some other guy who works for Access to Music chose me, and yeah, it was a great experience. Like, even to use a sort of propaganda on social media and stuff, it was great. But it was really fun because obviously got to stay for the day, came with my brother and a friend, and nice. Yeah, that was a messy day after my set.
How does it feel staying on the set? How does it feel to perform at a festival? Because it's very different to kind of any other platform, I guess.
For me, it wasn't too different because at the level I'm at, I'm playing the occasional shows, but people were never really coming to see me. And open mics, you know, it's not like I have a massive fan base.
Mm.
So in many ways, it was the same because it was just random people.
Nice one. Cool. Well, I think it's time to listen to another one of your songs. This is Nielsen Reevely. Do you want to introduce your song. Why not? Go for it.
Yeah. Oh, my camera just fell over.
Poor camera.
This song's called Weekend Lover.
And it's here on Vibe 107.6.
She had a heart of gold, but society said she was a little too old for me. 5 years is nothing. Flashing the credit card, which was kind of bizarre. The first girl I met to spare me a fiver. Dawn is looming large. A one-night stand was always on the cards. Why did you come to us when we had a spark? Oh.
Lover by Nilsson Reevely. It's here on Vibe 107.6. You're listening to me, Sam Brown. I've got Nilsson sitting right in front of me right now.
Hey.
He's holding his guitar like a pro. And you sound like a pro. That was brilliant. Absolutely
thank you,
brilliant. The EP, of course, comes out tomorrow, doesn't it?
Yes.
Huge.
Yeah, it does.
Do you have a big gig on for that then? Or?
Yeah, I'm playing at the Underbelly in Hoxton. On the 19th of September.
Nice.
I'm opening for about, I think, four other bands. And they're all really good. So, yeah. Cool. I think that's the main one. I'm playing a featured set at Ben Street Records.
Cool.
At an open mic next week as well. And, yeah, I'll be playing it most nights at open mics as well. So.
Cool, brilliant. And if we wanted to find out online about any new stuff coming out, where you're gigging, where should we go for that?
I'm most active on Instagram.
Okay.
And, yeah, Facebook, Twitter. Obviously, you can find my gigs on Spotify now.
Yay.
And, yeah, I've got a website as well, www.nielsonreilly.com.
Brilliant.
Everything. I've got everything.
Got everything. Right, we are actually yet to hear this single for this new EP. You're going to be playing it in a second, I believe. We're going to play another song first. Is that correct? Yep,
That's cool.
So after this song, we're going to be playing a bit of Nilsson Reevely. It's his single. It is for the EP that comes out tomorrow. But in the meantime, this is Love. I Like Me Better. Don't go anywhere. Nilsson is still here on Vibe 107.6. Here with me, Sam Brown. Nilsson, thank you so much for speaking to me today.
Thank you. I've loved every second of it.
Brilliant. I think this time...
That sounded really sarcastic, didn't it? I genuinely loved it.
Nice one. And you're welcome back as well. But for now, I think it is finally time to hear that single for that EP, which comes out tomorrow. This is Cheer Up. It's here on Vibe 107.6. It's by Nilsson Reevely. Go ahead.
I feel like it's just me struggling to see all the light in this world. I should be optimistic, my life's fairly simplistic at 19 years old.
Radio made in Watford.